Welcome back. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We've just started to go deep into our conversation this afternoon about DEI in the age of Trump. DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion. What's the opposite of that? What does it mean when somebody says, like, we need to get DEI out of our company? You mean you want a segregationist, inequitable, exclusive company? Institution of higher learning? We were asked by a new caller just before the break, why do we need DEI? Let me give you an example. When I was the chief legal officer for Milwaukee County, one of the first things I did was look at our total expenditures every year that we spent on outside lawyers. I had an office of 15 lawyers and 10 paraprofessionals, so we got 25, 26 people on staff. So when we go, when we don't do the work in my office and we send it out, I wanted to take a look at all those expenditures. Is that reasonable? Should we be able to do some of that in-house? Oh, and since these are tax dollars that are being spent for this outside counsel services, and they come from the taxpayers of Milwaukee County, which is a very diverse county, my hope would be that the law firms that are enriching themselves from county taxpayer dollars, that those companies, those law firms, have demographics that reflect, or at least attempt to reflect, I don't know, look a little bit like the taxpayers that are paying those bills. So I wanted to know, what are the demographics of these law firms that my office would hire when we couldn't do the given legal business of the county? Would it, by the way, you want to Google this and find the report I released? Go ahead. My last name is spelled D-A-U-N. That was Milwaukee County Diversity Report in 2018. What would you be surprised that when I did this, and when I looked at the equity partnership ranks of the largest law firms in southeastern Wisconsin, one of those law firms had zero black equity partners. Zero, not one. That nearly all of them had less than 10% equity partners of all non-white groups. That nearly all of them had less than 30% equity partners who are female. This notwithstanding the fact that enrollment of non-white people in law school and women has been exploding over the last 25 years, that women as a proportion of law school graduates are now more than men and have been every year for the last 20 plus years. And yet equity partners in almost any law firm, you're not going to see a 50-50 split. Oh, 30% is doing real good. Now, unless you want to call me up and be like, yeah, women are dumber than men, which is an argument I'd love to have. The reason for that, the reason for that inequity, is that absent some very thoughtful, deliberate approach to hiring, compensation, and promotion, every single person's brain that is listening right now, we are wired from our first moments, from the beginning of humanity, to preference and think of as safe those people that look most like us. Because back in our Cro-Magnon days, threats abounded, and our tiny little tribe of people that looked like us, that was our safe space. The first safety that's ever given a child comes from its parents, who are more likely than not to look just like the baby. Our brains are wired to prefer people that are just like us. And so we can overcome that ancient, unsophisticated way our brain looks by bringing it from our subconscious into our day-to-day conscious mind. And those that do that are more likely than those that don't to say, oh yeah, hey, this woman didn't go to an Ivy League law school, but boy, does she have some she's an economist. Maybe we should hire this woman from the University of Wisconsin Law School, even though we've never done that before. Even though I don't have a frat brother who's her dad that I can call up and like get a vouch. And I don't mean, please accept my most sincere apology for using myself as an example here. Do you think it might be worse, more challenging, more discriminatory if I was a black woman? Do you think it would be worse, more challenging, more discriminatory if I was a black trans woman? Do you think it would be worse, more discriminatory, more challenging, less likely to reward me for my merit in this world if I was a black trans woman in a wheelchair? That, my friends, is why we need DEI. Because people besides those that look, live, love just like you, they are also talented, maybe even more talented than the next candidate or applicant in your business that, again, looks, believes, loves, and lives just like you. And I haven't even gotten into all the Harvard Business School studies that say the more diverse companies are, the higher their profits are. That's going to do it for me today. I'm going to be sticking around with Dom Salvia, who's up next for a little overtime with Maggie Dawn on the Dom Salvia Show. Remember, I'll stick up for you. I hope you stick up for me. But it is always better when we stand together. So you walk away from me, yeah.